Yeah, okay. You know, President Trump is not the only one who gets the vapors when it comes to Zoran Mamdani. I mean, my goodness gracious, he likes popular politicians. Here's a popular politician for you. Take a look here. Mamdani's net favorable rating in New York City in September of 2025, plus 14 points. December of 2025, plus 38. Now, look at this, plus 48 points. A more popular mayor to start off than either of his two Democratic predecessors, either Eric Adams or Bill de Blasio. The most popular...
A politician whose popularity goes up after entering office? Insane.
...popular Democrat in New York City in a generation, and President Trump, who likes to get on board with popular politicians, is getting on board right now with this guy.
Getting on board with this guy. Okay, so what about statewide?
Yeah.
What are we seeing statewide?
Okay, so you know what? A lot of Republicans
most popular
are like,
politicians
oh, we're
going
to run statewide in New York and run against Zoran Mamdani. There's a slight problem with that, and that is Zoran Mamdani isn't just popular in New York City. He's actually the most popular Democrat statewide. Take a look at this. Net favorable of New York Democrats statewide. Look at this. Zoran Mamdani with a positive net favorable rating of plus 16 points. More popular than Kirsten Gillibrand at plus 12. More popular than Kathy Hochul at plus 9. More popular.
There's actually a negative bent here too, or I'm sorry, like you're actually fighting uphill with this number because a lot of people outside of New York City but in the state of New York are negatively polarized against NYC mayors because they hate the fact that New York City takes up all of the attention and culture of their state. You know what I mean? Like it, like the upstaters or whatever. And they're either rich people who are always grumbling over, you know, the urban life or they're just like rural and they're mad because the city takes everything. Yeah. I mean, yeah, no, the city does subsidize their life. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that I feel like if it weren't for that fact, if Mamdani were a statewide official, he might be at like plus 21, plus 23, something like that right now. You know, there is a bias there. Would it be an exaggeration to say he's the most popular Dem in the country? It would be, yes, because by far Bernie Sanders and AOC are still the most popular Democrats in the country. Well, it depends on who you ask. It depends on your polling demographics. Bernie Sanders is the most popular politician in the country, last I heard. Within Democrats, AOC is extremely popular. Like across the country broadly, no one's popular because of polarization. So, except for Bernie. Everyone likes Bernie. Bernie's not a Dem, he's independent. Dem caucus.
Than Chuck Schumer at minus 7. The bottom line is this. Zoran Mamdani is the most popular Democrat in the state of New York right now. Republicans are not going to be able to run against him in the midterms because the bottom line is this. He's popular not just in his home city, but he's popular in New York State as well.
Okay, but what about the popularity with the president? What is it that President Trump seems to like about him?
Yeah, okay. Handsome. So I think what he likes about him is the fact that he is very much the type of politician who is able to attract the media attention in the same way while sticking with what he believes is right? You know, Donald Trump has always been this type of politician who goes out there, says a whole heck of a lot of things, but then is still able to maintain his base. And Zoran Mamdani is the type of guy who's been able to bring in President Trump, but also has basically been sticking to his campaign platform. I mean, take a look at this. Chance Mamdani.
It's been a good run, but now it's over. It's time for you to go to the farm upstate.
Raises the rent, the thing he had run on. Look at this. According to the prediction markets, the Kalshi prediction market this year, there's still an 81% chance that Zoran Mamdani actually freezes the rent. So he is maintaining his popularity citywide. You see him right here. It's been going up like a rocket. He is maintaining, in fact, being the most popular Democrat in the state of New York right here.
To me, the biggest story is just the fact that his citywide popularity has continued to go up after being elected. Normally, that's really, really, really uncommon. You ride the back of promises, and as soon as you're in, it's compromise time. But he's just kept going up. And we've accepted so little for so long. The best Democrat there ever was, FDR, you know, only grew in popularity after becoming president first. It's the idea that you must become less popular as you rule is just not true. It doesn't have to be that way, you know? Mamdani would be a moderate in FDR's time. Yeah, that's true. Actually, Bernie Sanders would be a neo-Nazi in Europe. He's also out there every day talking to the public, the media, etc. Well, he believes in democracy.
16 points, and he is doing so while also at this point looking like he is going to actually keep that big campaign promise of freezing the rent. At this point, as I said, President Trump isn't the only one who has the vapors, because the bottom line is this: a lot of New Yorkers have the vapors about Jairam Amdani as well, as he is sticking to his quite progressive platform.
What a delightful the vapors. What a delightful way of saying that. Yeah, River, you want to go? You want to go? Here, get on there. Skid out. Skid. Yeah. I want a cat wants to exit, but then they hover in the door frame with their tail. Like, you know, if you close the door, you'd clip their tail. So you have to just wait for them to move. You got to blow on them. I love blowing on cats because they don't know what the fuck's going on. It's like wind magic to them. You know, they can't do that shit. All they know is you make a face and there's a noise. And then somehow the wind blows, even though they're indoors. They have no fucking idea what's going on. It's magic to them. I do wind magic on my jumping spider. Got to keep them fresh. Got to keep them young. They want you to follow them. You're being rude, blowing some pleasant to them. They'll survive. Okay? I clean their poop. I buy their food. They don't pay rent. They make biscuits on me. They with their claws out, they scratch me up. They can survive a little bit of wind magic. They can do, whoo! Practice my airbending. Animal abuse. Yeah, that's how I catch up to Hassan. Oh, man.